Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
We are in Parashat Nitzavim. Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem. You are standing today, all of you, in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Rachshechem, Shivtechem, Ziknechem, the elders, the top people, the police, all, everybody, Kol Ish Yisrael. Tapchem, Neshechem, the children, the women, the Gerim, Chotev Etzecha, everybody is here. Now the first question is, why do we need all this description? After the Torah is telling us very clearly, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem, you are all standing in front of me. So why do you need to tell exactly who is there? All means all, everybody. The thing is that first of all we have to understand what is the idea of Atem Nitzavim Hayom. Today you are standing in front of God. And as we all know, the Parsha is not just talking about something that happens a few thousand years ago. The Parsha is talking about what's happening now. In a few days, we are going to stand in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now, if you remember the last Parsha, if you heard it in Shul, or if we talked about it, it's full with curses.
Terrible.
Terrible things. Oh, with this and that, I will happen to this.
Bar mitzvah,
really?
Bar mitzvah boy didn't read Parsha. That Parsha. He read everything else, but that Parsha.
Gave somebody else.
They gave to somebody else.
It's, and really, after you read this, Rashi says in one of the, he says, after reading all of this, you know, everybody was depressed. You know, what do you want us to do? You know, whatever you do, you're going to curse like this, you're going to curse the way. We are not angels. We are human beings. We have Yetzer Hara. We have the evil inclination. And he's fighting us all the time. And he's very strong. And, you know, how can we stand in those standards? So Moshe Rabbeinu is telling them, you are not saints. That's right. You sin, which is also right. And you heard all the curses, but you are standing here today. In other words, with all due respect, with everything wrong you did, you are still standing here in front of God. So come down. So one of the questions is, one minute, what is this a game? What the Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling us, all those curses for nothing? Is it a joke? So we can sin and do whatever we want to and we're not going to get punished? What's going on here? What is Moshe Rabbeinu really telling you? You are standing here though you sinned. The point is, first of all, we have to understand, all the reason of all those curses is to encourage us to go in the right way. Then, there is another thing. If you are a part of Klal Yisrael, it doesn't matter what you've done, you have the best chance in the world to go through the judgment day with no problem. Why? Because you are a part of the congregation. And this is what he's talking to them. Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem. Everybody. And he's starting counting who is standing in order for us to understand and realize that if we, with no difference of status, are together, united, we can stand in front of God. And it doesn't matter what we did, because that's what God wants. He wants us to be together. And it doesn't matter if you are the leader or if you are the one who cleans the street. It doesn't matter if you are a child, if you are an adult, if you are a woman, if you are a man, if you are a professor, if you are a grocer, whatever you are a part of Am Yisrael. And if each one of us will understand it and realize it and we'll be together. Atem nitzavim hayom. All those curses cannot occur to us. But im yesh bachem shoresh pore rosh v'la'ana, if there is this guy who thinks, it was a Rosh Hashanah last year, 2 years ago, he's doing and everything like nothing is happening and he's not a part of the congregation. He's by himself. Says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, "Pen yesh b'chem isho isha o mishpacha o shevet asher lavo pone ayom im Hashem Elokeinu lech davod Elokei Hagim ayom yesh b'chem shoresh pore rosh v'la'ana v'haya." And b'shom'o, when he listened all those curses, v'itbarach milo, he says, "Yisrael, shalom yeli. I did all those sins 2 years ago, 3 years ago. 10 years ago, I'm still here. What's the problem? Shalom yeli, ki b'shrirut libi alech, and I'm going to do whatever I want again. Leman spot haravayt atzmea, lo yove Hashem sloach lo. This guy, God is not going to forgive him. Ki az yeshan af Hashem bekinato ba'ish v'ravtza bo kol ha'ala ha'ktuba b'sefer hazeh. Then all those curses we read last week are going to occur to him. So in other words, yes, there are curses. But the main thing is, if you take yourself out of Am Yisrael, then those curses are going to happen to you. But if you are a part of Am Yisrael, then those curses, don't have to worry about them. Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem. When we are united, nothing can go against us. Because father, like every father, wants his children to be together. But if he sees his children fighting with each other, doesn't like it. And the point is that we are really now standing really a few days before Rosh Hashanah. And we all know, we have to put it in our mind, with all due respect, Rosh Hashanah is Yom Hadin, is Judgment Day, and we can look around and see that people that were with us last year are not with us this year. People that were healthy last year are not so healthy this year. In other words, this is a crucial time. We have to take it into consideration. So as we said, the Torah is telling us, "Ubacharta b'chayim lema'an tichye." You will choose life. And this is also a very strange say. What do you mean choose life? Who wants to choose death? Everybody wants to choose life. But you see, when the Torah talks about life, the meaning of life is not walking around, drinking, eating, and sleeping. The meaning of life is be a part of Am Yisrael, a part of our tradition, going in the ways of the Torah. That's being alive. Otherwise, it's not alive. This world is, like I told you before, I think, and if not, we're going to say it again, was this project. They decided to take a whole neighborhood down and give the people money to build what we call a nebetcha. If everybody gets, let's say, a certain amount of money, and with this money he has to build his own home in a new area. And while they're doing it, they gave them caravans that they can live while they're building this neighborhood. So each one of them got a caravan to live as a temporary home, and the money to build a new home. Now, as you can imagine to yourself, some of the people went into the caravan, didn't look very nice to them, so they invested a lot of money into the caravan. A beautiful kitchen, beautiful furniture, nice clothes, and they really said, well, we got this big money, let's enjoy life. And they just spend the money on parties, on clothes, on journeys, and who knows what. In the meanwhile, the plot they got, nothing was happening there. There were people that had a little more senses, so they put a part of the money into the caravan and into the temporary living, and a part of it they built the plot, on the plot, the house. And of course, at this also were a lot of levels. There was a level of building really seriously, putting all the money into it and only taking the necessary thing to the temporary living. They were the clever people. They were really buying only what they need for their daily life. Didn't put a lot into the caravan because they knew it's temporary. And put all the money, most of it, in building this beautiful home. And time flies, you know, and the day came and the buses came in and took everybody to the new neighborhood. Okay? Everybody's going on the bus. They get to the new neighborhood and what they see there is unbelievable. There are places, plots, nothing been done. Empty. Some of them with holes, they're starting to fill the foundation. some of them with foundation, some of them with, let's say, a building, but not painted, with no windows, with no doors, and some of them with doors, without electricity, without... And here and there you saw those beautiful homes that, of course, belong to those who put the money in the right place. So when they saw what's happening, so most of the people, especially those who had nothing there, they said, okay, let's go back to the caravan, you know, okay? We can at least... Says, they cannot go back. While you were driving to the new place, we put bulldozers on the old place and we took everything off. There is nothing there. In other words, what you prepared for yourself here, that's what you've got. That's the story of us in this world. If we, in this temporary world, put all the money and all the efforts into this temporary world, when we come to the next world, there will be an empty plot there. Nothing there. And you cannot go back, because that's it. What you've done, מי שדרך בערב שבת, יאכל בשבת. Those who invested the money and the efforts in the right place, those are the ones who is going to win. But there is another point that a lot of people don't notice. Do you know what it is? And I'm talking about those who did the right thing. There also, there is something wrong. I want to ask you a question. Would you like to live in an exclusive neighborhood when your neighbor has got nothing there? When there are no roads, no electricity, and you see holes in plots, nothing built, is it nice to live like that? But you have a nice home.
That's not an exclusive neighborhood.
In other words, when you make sure that you build your own home, make sure that your friends are also doing the same. Ve'ahavta le're'acha kamocha. Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem. Only if we're going together, we can win. Even if you think you're doing the right thing and you do all the mitzvahs and everything, but you do it only for yourself. So imagine to yourself, living by yourself, with no neighbors, and on the contrary, neighbors, terrible neighbors, that's got no home, no food, no nothing. Is this a good neighborhood? You know, it reminds me in Mamila, for years, I don't know, I think it changed a little now, but there were a lot of people that invested money from abroad, and some of the people, a few, bought it to live there. So what was happening is that you had all those beautiful homes in this unbelievable neighborhood, very expensive, and people were afraid to live there. Why? Because when nightfall, you see one light here and one light there, there was nobody living there. Because most of the people bought it as an investment. So only on Sukkot, on Pesach, you had light. Everybody was there. So this is, for example, another example. If you look only for yourself, you will be alone. And the feeling is not good. The feeling is bad. So, yes, you have to do the right thing, which is invest in the right places. But make sure that you try, at least try, to influence your friends to do the right thing. When you see your friend putting all his efforts in this world, tell him, this is a temporary world. What are you going to do in the next world if you put all your efforts in this world? And this is a very big lesson. So always when I tell this story, because a lot of people tell the story and they finish it, oh, so all those who invested the money in the right place, they had beautiful homes. So what? If you're by yourself, if from the whole congregation, two or three people build the right thing and all the others not, what have you done? You have to make sure that you also care for others. That is ubacharta b'chaim. To choose life. You know, a lizard, when you take her tail down, the tail still moves. That's the same when you live here in this world without putting the things in the right place. In other words, that is not living. Drinking, sleeping, and eating is not living. This is You need it in order to do what you came to this world to do. But this is, if you put the, how do you say the emtsaim? How do you say emtsaim? The emtsai as a כמו matara. When you put the means as the aim, you're missing the point. All the things we do this in the world are the means in order to worship. That's what we should also ask, as we said before, not once, from Rosh Hashanah. To have the best tools. But it's tools. It's not what people think, like, we come to this world to fight Yetzer Hara. Wrong. We fight Yetzer Hara in order to achieve the goal. But the goal is not to fight Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara is there as a mean for us to get to the right place. Because if there was no Yetzer Hara, we wouldn't do anything. Think about it. So, especially now, when we're standing right in front of Rosh Hashanah, we have to take ourselves in our hands and start connect ourselves to the Torah, and not alone, like we are here a group. That's the way Am Yisrael functions, as a group. One of the mitzvahs of our parsha is Veshavta ad Hashem Elokecha Veshamata Kol. You should go back to God and listen to His voice. Kechol Asher Anochi Metzavcha Hayom, Ata Uvanecha, you and your children, with all your heart and with all your soul. Very easy to say, not so easy to be done. And here also the Magid Midubna brings a mashal, and we put this mashal in our words so we understand what it's all about. There was in this town this guy who used to have every once in a while a new invention. He was an inventor and really did beautiful, unbelievable things. Like a barbecue thing that you put it in a small box and we could get to the out to the field. You just press a button, print, and you have this big barbecue in front of you with everything ready. Just put the meat on and enjoy. And he had a lot of other invention, and everybody was buying his invention except one stingy guy. He used to look at them, ask the price, and said no thank you. One day he invented a special meal that you prepare also from, you know, you take a spoon, put it in a glass, do it like this, and you have a whole meal ready for you with all the vitamin, manachama, yes, you see? And with all the vitamins in. And of course, again, this rich guy came, this stingy guy came, looked at, well, how much is it? How much is manachama today? Five shekels, seven shekels. Said, ah, too much for me. Didn't buy even this. But then, he did a new invention. This in manachama, he put into it special ingredients that now you eat it, and you are satisfied, and you don't need to eat for 10 days. 10 days, don't need to eat all the vitamins in, don't do anything, and you feel all the time full. So when this guy was going around the shop, he called him, come here, I've got an invention for you. He said, what have you got for me? And he showed him this. So okay, sell it to those of you, I'm not going to buy it. Says, how much is it? Says, instead of 7 shekel, 8 shekel. It's nothing. Says, no good. Says, what no good? This I did especially for you. You are stingy, yes? Says, yeah, no. Oh, we all know. Okay, I ask you a question. I am offering you an offer, unbelievable offer. You're going to pay for one meal, but you're going to have in not 10 meals, 10 times 3 every day, 30 meals. This is a bargain. This is a metzia. This is for you. You know, my other customer, they won't buy this invention because they want fresh every day. They want to feel the day. They won't buy this. But you, it's especially for you. God comes to us and He tells us, you know, we were a little stingy the whole year. Didn't exactly daven properly, say Tehillim, or did all the mitzvahs properly. So God comes to us and says, you know what? I'm giving you a few days. in those days, you can make up for the whole year. So people have to wake up for slichas. Oh, I'm tired. I've got no koyach. Stupid. A few days waking up for slichas. A few days. And you have the whole year in your hands. This is specially for us. Especially for those who didn't do exactly what we should do. Those tzaddikim that the whole year were doing the right thing, they don't need it as we need it. But we need it more than anybody. And this is exactly what the Magid Midubna says. God gave us this opportunity, this beautiful month, those beautiful days. We call it the days that come, we call them Yamim Noraim. And we talked about Noraim. What is Nora? Sounds terrible, but Nora is really, you also say Nora Tov.
Good life.
So in other words, it depends what you put near it. So if you do nothing in those days, it is Nora Ve'ayom. You missed the point. But if you do the right thing, this is Nora Tov. This is opportunity. You have to understand what God, our Father in Heaven, is doing for us. He's giving us an opportunity to cover all the sins we did through the year. And as we said, I once been in a function, they asked me to speak, and I was speaking about doing tshuva and taking on yourself, not big things, small things, which is very important. Don't take on yourself big things that you cannot do, because God doesn't like it. Doesn't matter how big it is, because God likes to be a part of our daily life. And to be a part of our daily life, you should take something that you can do every day, all the time, and it doesn't have to be something big. On the contrary, even something small, but do it all the time. As we said, "Ptach li petach kechudo shel macha," open me a small hole, and I will open you the whole hole. The whole world I will open you, says God. Only do one thing properly. Don't mess around. In other words, don't take on yourself big things that you know for sure that you will do them for a few days and then you will stop. So this lady comes to me and tells me, you know, it all sounds good. And every year I take on myself those small things. And even the small things, I cannot manage to do on. When Yom Kippur goes, I go back to what I used to do and I do nothing. So in other words, I decided this year, I'm giving up. I'm going to pray, going to do, but blah, blah, blah. That's what it is. That's the story. I'm not going to go play games with God, promising things that I cannot deliver. Because we all know, Shomer Pivul Shono, Shomer Mitzarot Nafsho. Don't promise what you cannot deliver. And you know, from one point of view, she's right. You shouldn't promise things you cannot deliver. So even if you, in your case, even those small things you cannot do, so maybe she's right. Is she right or is she wrong? She's definitely wrong. And you know why? Because God wants us, especially at that time. This is a Sh'at Ratzon. This is God with us, here. Wants us to show Him that we care. Only showing that you care, it means that you are already on the right way. But if you don't care and you go on with life, with not promising even something, and trying, was okay, I'm also not going to try. I'm giving up on you. Do we want this? Of course not. So what do? As we say, we promise. Even if you think there. Now, do you want to deliver what you promise? Atem nitzavim hayom. Today is the important day. Do you? Of course. Otherwise, I wouldn't take it on myself. So now, when God looks at us, He sees us doing tshuva. Because now we say to ourselves, we're going to do this. Even though God Himself knows that you will last for a month, for 2 months. Doesn't matter. It's like this guy, which his house is dirty, really dirty. You cannot go into the house. So somebody comes and says, clean the house. You cannot go into the house. And what does he tell them? How can I clean this house? Look at my house. So this clever guy comes by and says, you know what? Clean at least the entrance. So if you clean the entrance, can you go into the house? He says, yes. But the house, so what? That's what God wants us to do. Clean the entrance. Go into the new year. Then we'll see. The thing is to try. You know, people say, La'amod benisayon. What is La'amod benisayon? Stand in the test, yes? What is the meaning of it? Do we have to, let's say, get 100 in the test? What does God want us? What is meaning standing in a test? What is La'amod benisayon? To try. That's the nisayon. To be in the nisayon. Lenasot. What is nisayon? Lenasot. To try. That's what God wants us. It doesn't matter if we get 100 on the test or 20. That's not failing. Failing is if you don't go to the test. You don't do the test. That's failing. But as long as you go to the test, as long as you do the test, as long as you try, that's the nisayon. As we said, we get rewarded not for the results, but for the efforts we put into it. On the amal. And that's something we have to put in our mind. So especially in days like this, we have to think about it. This is a beautiful time. God gives us all the chances in the world. He just wants us to try. Just walk in the right way. And I told this lady, you know, God only wants you to promise and to try and keep your promise. Yes, of course. If you stand in front of God and says, I'm going this, do, and you don't mean it, that's nothing. He says, Petach kechudo shel machat. You have to mean it. And then also, if you knew last year you took on yourself something, I'm really talking, I'm talking to myself, not only to you. If you took on yourself something and you couldn't do it, take something smaller. It doesn't mean that you don't have to try to do other things. Don't do any mistakes about this. We have to try to do the best that we can. But that's one thing. The other thing is, how do we show God that we love Him and we understand what it's all about? So we have to promise to our Father something that we can do. And do it. And you choose. Every year, I try to take on myself a small thing. For example, say we have you have Psukei Dezimra in the Siddur. You pray every day Psukei Dezimra. And normally, a lot of people die, blah, 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 blah. They don't even know what they say. And it's so important. So I took on myself that I'm going to try to read it properly. Even if I don't understand or don't have all the kavonas, but at least to read it properly. It can be the smallest thing you can. For example, the simple thing of I'm doing shakol. I'm putting something in my mouth. How do I do shakol? Do I know what I said? It's like an automat. So let's say from this day on, every time I'm doing shakol, don't take all the blessing. Take shakol. Take bore pri adama. Take bore pri. Take whatever you want. But we're going to do it. So every time I take a glass and drink, I say shakol in kavana.
But speaking of to say something, there's a rabbi with his class of books, and every boy asks a question and gets an answer. Then there's one boy asking three questions, and he doesn't know the answer to the three questions. So he gives all the boys a sweet onion out to the boy who couldn't answer all three questions. Then he sends all the boys out of the classroom. He gets back in again the boy room. He didn't give a sweet, and he closes the door and says to the boy, ask you three questions. Try to answer three questions. That's why you are getting three sweets. Because he tried.
The thing is to try, yes.
Why did you pick on Psukei Dezimra? Mostly it's Tehillim.
That's what, no, that's what me. Because I, unfortunately, in our shul, they daven so quickly that when I... So So unfortunately, one of the things that you don't look so much, you want to get to the Baruch Hu, to Shema, so you say Psukei Dezimra so quickly that you don't even know what you say. So I took it on myself. I'm not always successful, I must say. I took it myself that I will try not to neglect this part of davening, because it's so very important. So I personally, that's what I'm saying, everybody has to take his own point, what he can do. You see, for example, as I said, Shakol. What is saying Shakol? How long does it take?
A second?
1 second. So what's the problem to take on ourselves something simple like this? Then next year you take something else. Whatever it is, it can be unbelievable, stupid things if you think about it. But that is Ekev. What is Ekev? You remember we talked about Ekev. Ekev is what you dread on your ear. But sometimes those trivial things are the most important things. For example, this is already hard. You can take on yourself that when you go on the road and drive, those who are still driving, you go around and drive, try, for let's say for the left first 10 minutes, not to get angry.
Yes.
10 minutes, that's all. After 10 minutes, do whatever you want. I'm not saying take the whole day. But take 10 minutes. It says everybody can. Or for example, you wake up in the morning, I'm not going to shout for half an hour. I'm not going to talk dirty for half an hour. I'm going to be nice to anybody I see in the first half an hour of the day. It doesn't mean you don't have to be nice anymore. Don't take it as you don't have to be nice to people in the go on with the day. But we have to take on ourselves something that we can do and show God. And then we can say on ourselves, Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem. Especially if we take on ourselves something that involves others, it's even better. So in other words, we connect ourselves to Am Yisrael and we stand in front of God showing Him we do care. What's going to happen in 2 or 3 months? Don't think about it. Hayom, Atem nitzavim, when? Hayom. Hayom is important. Bezrat Hashem, Shana Tova, Ktiva v'Chatima Tova to everybody. All Am Yisrael, Mishoev v'Mechav, Atchotev v'Tzecha, everybody.
Amen. Amen.